Welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box as we've got joined us now freshman linebacker from Georgia Tech, Trey Jackson. Trey, how are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
Gosh, it's great to see you. It seems like it's been forever just that you've been here at Martin Stadium, and I know it probably seems that way to you too a little bit.
Yes, sir. It's crazy to believe that a year ago I was on this field. It's really flown by, though. It's nothing I wouldn't give to be back out here on this field with this team.
Well, I know that this is really hard for you this year because you're redshirting at Georgia Tech. So this is really probably since you were peewee football that you haven't played football in the fall.
Yes, sir. It's like you said, it's a little bit difficult for me to, come to peace with it because, I've been on the field I don't know how many years. My mom told me this is the first time you haven't been on the field in the fall since you were 5 years old. So I know this is hard for you, but you just need to tough it out and use this year to your advantage and, get bigger, faster, stronger, and just learn as much as you can, which I'm doing because I was down about it for a little while, and now I'm just, I'm taking it to advantage, and I'm using, all the resources I can to become a better player.
Now, you're still practicing with the team. Are you dressed out at home?
Yeah, well, I don't dress out. I go out there and I wear my jersey and I wear some shorts and, I wear a hat because, it's still hot up there in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And, it ain't as hot as it is down here, but, it's still pretty humid out there. I'm just up there to, encourage my teammates, motivate them and just learn in the process.
Yeah, and I noticed, too, I heard you talking to Fred Weatherington about your classes. You're loading up the classes, and that's probably a good thing. You don't have that responsibility of football. Go ahead and get some of those things out of the way.
Exactly. Yes, sir. When I graduated early, I went ahead and, I took 13 hours, and I got all those classes out of the way. And then during the summer, I took the summer classes, got 6 more hours. So, I wasn't even a freshman yet, and I already had 19 hours out of the way.
Wow. And you've always had good grades. I know your mom. I think your mom probably put that pressure on you, didn't she?
Yeah.
No A's, no football. So.
Exactly. You don't make A's, you don't play football. That's how I went in my household, and that's how it still stands.
That's it.
Bill, could you imagine graduating from college, and at the end of your sophomore year, you graduate from college. You've got 2 years left to work on your master's and do nothing but play football for the final 2 years and take crip classes and work on your master's. I mean, did you plan this?
That's just the way that God worked it out for me. I don't think it could have been planned any better. I feel like, what happened for a reason. I'll be able to go to grad school, get a great education, and, I get to play the game I love. It can't be worked out any other way.
Well, I tell you, congratulations on the scholarship, first of all, with Georgia Tech. I mean, that's a phenomenal college, a great school to go to, and I know that when you're able to get that that diploma and you go into the workforce, later on, that says a lot that you've gone through Georgia Tech and probably the grades that you're going to maintain, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, it definitely says a lot. When I got there, they said, you're playing football at a high level, but at the same time, you're getting one of the highest level educations in this country and even arguably in this world. And, I'm blessed to have that opportunity. I'm blessed to be able to go to this school and be able to, further my knowledge and be able to grow as a person and grow as an athlete and grow as a scholar as well.
Okay, now I got to ask. You're looking down the line. Mm-hmm. Next year, your first game will be against Notre Dame.
I think that's right. Yes, sir.
How incredible will that be that finally when you get to put the pads on for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, you're going to be playing Notre Dame?
That's going to be huge. I've never been that far up north, and I heard it's really cold up there, and my grandfather says that he'll definitely be at that game. My grandfather, you know how my grandfather
is. I know Bill,
yeah. He's the most enthusiastic person when it comes to football, and I love him. He told me, he said, Trey, when you go up there to play Notre Dame, he's like, you got to ball out.
That's right.
He said, because that's going to be your first game. You've got to.
All right. And then I'll have to look further down, probably your junior or senior year. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. You got to play Florida State.
Yes, sir.
And I'm looking forward to that because you're going to come to Doak Campbell Stadium. I'm going to try and get up to Atlanta and see that game as well.
Mm-hmm.
When that's a home and away when they play because Coastal and Atlantic. But that's just playing in the ACC, that's got to be incredible.
It is because, you think about it and you think about, you're in a Power 5 conference.
Sure.
I mean, that's, you got schools like, Florida State and, in the SEC, Georgia, Florida, you're playing, that's big-time football.
Yeah,
and,
it really is.
I feel like I was just blessed to be able to have this opportunity. Like I said before, it couldn't have been worked out any better. And I can't wait to play teams like Florida State and Notre Dame and, you know, teams like Miami, be able to go down there to South Beach and put a whooping on them. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I know. And maybe you'll get a chance to play Louisville, Josh Harvey Clemens.
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes, sir.
That's got to be, it's becoming a Lounge fraternity.
It really
We've got
is.
A lot of guys that have gone to that Division I level, and to see them play against each other. I saw Josh play against Geraldo Orta one
yep.
time. And, you know, just that kind of environment, that's got to be incredible.
It is. I mean, because you're playing, you know, you see guys that you played 4 years straight with in high school, you know, like Josh. I mean, I my sophomore year when I was playing linebacker with him, you know, and I'm thinking about it now, I might have the opportunity to play against him.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's crazy to be able to understand that, you know, I've got so many brothers, you know, brothers on this team that when we were at Lowndes High, that, you know, we just made greatness. You know, we've really done a lot of work for ourselves, put in the time, put in the hours, and, you know, we made it. Benefited from it.
Yeah, before I let you go, Boogie, of course, on this team, your younger brother, and running back, this is a unique team. As I've watched it through the summer and now into the early fall, this is a team. This is a group of guys.
Yes,
they love playing together.
Yes,
is that what you see when you talk to your brother?
Yeah, that's definitely what I see, because that's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be about individuals. You know, you got great players like Brian Bell and Nate Brantley and Austin Dish. You got great players out there, but the thing that makes this team even greater is they play as a team. They play as a unit. They know that they're brothers, and that's just how Lions football is played.
That's how
it's always been played, and that's how it's always going to be played.
Well, Trey, we miss you up here,
and I
wish you the best of luck at Georgia Tech.
Thank you.
Educationally, football wise, wish you the very best, and looking forward to seeing you on the big screen.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right, Trey, love you, brother. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
That's Trey Jackson. What a great athlete that he is, and getting to play football at the highest level. Let's go over to Taylor. We're going to switch headsets. Well, here, take this one.
Go ahead, Taylor.
A few first half stats. Leading rushers thus far: Desmond Copeland, 11 carries, 146 yards. Louis Regal, 3 carries, 28 yards. Tyson Harris, 6 carries, 28 yards. Patterson, 2 carries, 27 yards. Receiving thus far, Tyson Harris with a big reception for 40 yards. Xavier Jenkins, 1 catch for 22 yards. Leading tacklers, Marable's got 4. Brantley's got 4. Corvion White, impact player of the game, got 7. Brian Bell's got 7. Alex Brown does have an INT. First downs, Lowndes has 13. Drew has 5. Lowndes is 25 attempts for 242 yards rushing. Drew is 22 attempts for 110 yards rushing. Lowndes has passed for 74 yards thus far. They're 6 of 11, no interceptions. Drew is 6 of 11 for 55 yards. Total plays, Lowndes has run 36 plays through halftime with 316 yards. Drew has run 33 plays for 165 yards. Box score looks like this. Lowndes scored 21 in the first and 22 in the second. Drew is not yet on the board yet. That is your Page Heating and Air halftime stat report.
All right. Thanks, Taylor. And we're going to – I see you guys are going to do a little flip-flop over here. Taylor Stubbs is going to go jump on the headset. You're going to jump on the computer.
Yes.
See how that goes.
Stubby's got to be away next week, so I'm going to be doing the input, and he's going to be doing the drive recap. So we'll see how this works.
All right. Thanks for that, Page Heating and Air halftime stat recap. To start the game, the Drew Titans won the toss, and they elected to defer. So they'll get the ball here to start the first half as our Lowndes High Vikings are leading 43-0. Now, we have it. We'll go down to Marty, and maybe if he's got information about will this be a running clock here in the third quarter, we should get an indication from the referee, but we'll check with Marty as well if he's got that information for us. Don't see him yet, but we'll get an indication here whether this will be a running clock here in the third quarter. Yeah, it will be a running clock here in the third quarter. That is a discretion of the losing coach, or the trailing coach, if you will. He has that option. Now, in the fourth quarter, with a 30-point lead, GHSA rules say it's a running clock. So we'll be able to get this thing running out. I imagine we will see a lot of secondary players here on both teams. So we'll try and look down the roster as Will Solomon kicks it off for the Vikings, and he'll drive that thing 10 yards deep into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and that's where Drew will take over. First down and 10 from their own 20-yard line.
Are you sending me home?
No, I was just letting you finish talking with Trey. And, you know, I love talking to Trey. Trey's one of those guys. He's so engaging. He can't help but be successful. Whether he never plays a down of football at Georgia Tech, and I don't think that's going to happen by any stretch, but just his personality, his charisma, he's just such a great guy.
Bill, in case y'all didn't know, and I'm sure you already mentioned it, we are under a running clock, and we'll be the whole second half.
Yeah. We double-checked with Marty. He checked with the officials down on the field, and it will be a running clock for the entire second half. Now for all your play-by-play action, it is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And Newman in and the shotgun for the Drew Titans. He's got two receivers far side, and there goes the play clock. And the only time the clock stops is for a penalty, and they're not even stopping it now. Yeah, they have. They stopped at 11:25. Back it up five.
It was a delay of game against Drew. And the Georgia Bridgemen, great show during the halftime. I know you were talking to Mr. Weatherington, but what a great show the Georgia Bridgemen are putting on this year.
There goes the snap. They give it to Taylor. Number one, that is Terry, the number two, Sloan, the tailback. And he'll get back to the little, he'll get a couple of yards. It'll be second and 14. We will not see our starters in very long.
Yeah, Marquise Taylor, they've got in motion coming back here in the backfield.
And they give it to Taylor over the left side. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Hey, tell you what, that young man has got some fight in him. He's been very impressive. Tackled in there by Luther Washington.
Washington, number eight's come in playing quite a bit of linebacker here. Came in late in the first half. I'm trying to get you some information. Looks like you got also number 19. That's Jeffrey Davis at linebacker right now for the Vikings. We'll get those names and numbers as we get them.
Trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Newman drops straight back. Looking. There comes a rush. We've got a hand on him. He gets away from one man. Number two. Across the 20 to 25 to 30. He has a first down. And he gets drilled by Tyson Harris at the 40.
Yeah, I tell you what. Newman just got away from everybody.
A 25-yard run, Bill.
Yeah, Newman got away from everybody. And if it wasn't for Tyson Harrison going down low, he might have been all the way down the field.
First and 10 for the Titans all the way out at the 40-yard line. 9:48 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 43-0. Ball again.
Number 20.
And that would be McClendon.
In on the tackle is number one, Justin Fuller, and number 19, Jeffrey Davis. And one of the things that's most dangerous about a mobile quarterback is not the plays and running those plays called. It's when the play breaks down.
And it is first down for the Titans. Trip receivers to the near side. Single receiver far side. Newman drops back. Goes out in the flat. Pass intended for number one, Terry, incomplete. 8:58 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 43-0. I'd like to thank Mr. Fred Weatherington for taking time out to come visit with us. Outgoing chairman of the Board of Education.
And I heard him say, it really is a lot of work that these men and women put into being on that board.
15 to 20 hours a week for $50 a month.
Wow.
Titans in the shotgun. Brings Sloan back nice. Puts him back. Knife pulls another wide receiver over. Gives it to 20. Right of the middle, that's McClendon. McClendon, the fullback, a pickup of about 3 or 4 yards. And on the tackle is Michael Wright. Bill, it's going to be third and six. They're in the Viking territory down about the 46-yard line.
And they're in a little bit of a hurry. Of course, the clock running here, 8:07, does not stop except for penalties and touchdowns.
And penalties, injuries, and touchdowns and timeouts. I think that's it. Goes out in the flats. Catch made. And off to the races. Turns across the field at the 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown, Titans.
That was one that the defender went for the interception and just missed it. And when he did, it left nobody in coverage. The safety wasn't down there. And Marquise Terry just makes a huge catch and run. And that'll put the Titans on the board here with 7:46 left in the third quarter. Vikings still lead 43-6. awaiting the extra point now for the Drew High Titans.
And they're going to go for two.
No, the kicker's coming up. At least I saw him. Yep, 31. Yep.
Okay.
But now their holder is Newman. And anytime they, your quarterback's the holder.
Of course, I lost the kicker because he was standing in the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. 7:46 to go with third quarter. Vikings 43, Titans 7. We'll take a 60-second break. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Titans set to kick off for only the second time tonight. 7:46 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 43-7. We've got Desmond Copeland and Alex Brown back deep to receive. And waiting on the kicker. It's going to be a short kick.
And out of bounds.
Now, what will we do? Coach, you take it on the 35, you back him up 5 and make him kick it again.
How do you take the 35? Take it where it is.
All right, and that's what we're going to do. Vikings take over 1st and 10 from their own 35. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs.
That last play for the Vikings, the last play for the Titans was 7 plays, 80 yards, which took 4 minutes, 14 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 46-yard touchdown pass from number 7 and number 1, Marquise Perry.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. New quarterback in for our Vikings. Bill, I got to get the number on him.
Number 5. And that
is Dalton Hart.
Yep.
And we give it to the tailback up the middle, picks up a couple of yards.
Yeah, Dalton Hart, just a sophomore, 6 foot, 150 pounds, has played phenomenally in the JV season so far. And has had a lot of duty here in games on the varsity level. And Coach McPherson has said, you know, he has no qualms if it came down to it, and with injuries or whatnot, if he had to put Dalton in.
I'm trying to write some numbers down. Justin Smith in at running back also. He's in motion towards us. He gives it to Smith around the left side, cuts back against the grain. He's across the 40, out to the 41-yard line from 2nd and 8. It's going to be 3rd and about 4. Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 6.5 minutes to go here in the third period. Lewis Regal in at fullback. And it's also number 11, James Cammon. Boogie in at running back. Titans in a 5-man front. Smith in motion. Pitch out to Smith. Takes a long time getting there. Catches on the fly. Will not get the first down as he gets about a yard, and that's about it. 6:14 to go here in the third quarter.
That's going to leave the Vikings in a fourth down situation. Would imagine they would punt here.
You would think. No, we're not.
He's going to let them go for it.
Titans. 3-down linemen. 2 linebackers standing up. We put a man in motion. That's Cammon.
Tried to get him to jump.
And they didn't.
Well,
and no,
there's a flag. We'll see. Did they jump or did we entice them? There is a flag. Came from the linesman over there.
Cammon went in motion. He was still going backwards at the time.
Wes, I believe they're going to get us. It looked like our left guard actually flinched backwards.
Okay. So instead of now it's going to be 3rd. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. We back it all the way up now to 4th and 8, and now comes John Belcher in to punt. And I don't see anybody back deep yet. Now they are. Now they're sending Sloan back deep for the Panthers. I mean for the Titans. With 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. There's a snap. Belcher's punt. High punt. Sloan signals fair catch at the 22-yard line. And that's where the Titans will take over with 5:11 to go here in the third quarter.
Let's go ahead and take a quick 30-second break.
Oh, no.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty, back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Ball on the near hash mark as the Titans going from left to right on your radio dial. Newman drops back, looks across the middle, got a man wide open, turns a receiver around, and it's an incomplete pass. Bill, want to get you some quick scores. Berry in 21, Cook 14 in the fourth, Colquitt 49, Chris nothing in the fourth, Brooks County 22, Madison 29 in the fourth, Wayne County 38, Statesboro 12, Early County 2017, Miller nothing, and McEachern, Buford 19, McEachern 13. 3:52 to go here in the third period. There goes the. That is Marcus Terry around the corner. He'll pick up about 6 or 7 yards. Valdosta 14, Swainsboro nothing in the fourth period. Thomas County Central 42, Riverdale nothing. Tiff 31, Luella nothing. That's a final. Two receivers far side, two near side as Newman brings a man in motion. They give it to the fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. That's number 20, DeVell McClendon, and he goes down, and he'll lose a couple of yards. It'll be 3rd and 5 as Gabe Neighbors in on the tackle. We're inside 3 minutes to go now in the third period. Vikings leading 43-7. It'll be 4th and 5, and are they going to punt? They're going to go for it.
No, it looks like they're sending out the punt team.
Tyson Harris back deep. Waiting on the punt. There it is. High snap. Gets it off. Harris. Little hit. Bounce at the 40. And it'll roll out of bounds. Roll a little dead at the 42.
All right, let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Vikings on the counter. Number 17, Justin Smith across the left side picks up about a yard. We're at a minute 25 to go here in the third period, leading 43-7. It'll be 2nd and 7 from the 46-yard line for our Vikings, going from right to left on the radio dial. We're at our own 47. Hart at quarterback. Slides under center. Again, brings Smith in motion. This time gives it to Regal. The fullback up the middle, and Lewis, the first down as he gets into Titan territory, down to the 46-yard line.
Clock under a minute now.
Ball at the 44-yard line of Titans, 1st and 10. They've got a five-man front. Again, Smith in motion. They give it to Cameron on the outside. He turns the corner. He's got the first down. He's at the 30, the 25. Still on his feet as he gets across the 20 down to about the 18. The Vikings are just rolling, Bill. Inside 30 seconds to go here in the third period. And that may be of the 24-yard run for Cameron, 26-yard run. As we head toward the fourth quarter, we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, the Vikings quick to the line of scrimmage, throws across the middle. Incomplete pass into the end zone.
Well, that went in out of the hands of two Titans. And it was intended for number 17, Justin Smith. It falls incomplete. The clock will continue to run on the running clock, though.
Yep, absolutely. It only stops for injuries, timeouts, touchdowns, and penalties. Hart slides under center for our Vikings. Counter goes to Cameron around the left side. He's across the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Boogie. James Cameron, younger brother of Trey Jackson.
Absolutely.
That'll put the Vikings up 49-7, awaiting the extra point here. And looks like Belcher's going to hold, it looks like. And we're waiting on a kicker. I don't know if that's going to be...
That's Eric Paulo by the number, 89.
We're still waiting on... Yep, that who may be who we're going to see the extra point from.
He's a 5'8".
Number 8.
He's a 5'8", 141-pound sophomore. Paulo, another left-footed kicker. And there's a flag for what? Illegal.
Legal substitution. Too many men on the field for the Vikings. And that happens when you've got a lot of secondary guys coming in here getting an opportunity to play. Because it's not just your traditional JV team that's out there. There's kind of an intermix and mingle of players there.
Absolutely. Paulo now to attempt a 25-yard extra point. Waiting on the snap. It's down. It's up. It's good. Vikings lead 50-7. We'll take a 60-second break back after this. From Commercial Banking Company, press box. Paulo's set to kick off.
No, that's Hart.
Is that Hart?
47. Belcher to kick off.
Okay.
I saw the 7. I just assumed it was Hart, but it's Belcher to kick off.
Terry and Sloan back as the kick returners for the Titans. And there's the official's whistle. Belcher puts that right foot into it. End over end kick, which is taken at the 5.
Sloan.
At the 10. The 15. Sloan gets hit, and he'll go down at the 20-yard line.
In on the tackle is James Kamen and number 8, Luther Washington, that brings him down. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back.
Commercial Banking Company press box. Titans send 3 to the far side, 2 to the near side. Throw across the middle. They're still playing their varsity players against our JV. Turns the corner. He's across the 35, the 40. The 45, it'll be a first down. Let's go to Taylor Stubbs.
That last play for your Vikings lasted 5 plays, 59 yards. That took 2:44 off the clock. That resulted in a 20-yard touchdown run by number 11, James Hammond. That left just over 11 minutes on the clock, and that gave your Vikings a 50-7 lead.
Thank you, Taylor, for that part for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Again, their varsity players against our 9th and 10th graders. They give it 2. That's Terry around the right side. He'll pick up 5 as it gets out to the 50-yard line. 9:40 to go.
I will call you to the numbers. There's nobody else on the sideline. There's nobody else to play. So, yeah, they're going to continue to play the guys that they brought on those 2 big yellow buses. And I don't slight them at all, but there's just, I mean, their roster is so limited. These guys are going to continue to play.
Bill West, make no mistake, we've still got a pretty good bit of starters out there, too.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you for that equipment parts supply update. Pitch out to Sloan. That's Sloan coming around the right side. He's by 1 man, 2 into Viking territory across the 45. Spins, and he'll go down about the 43-yard line.
Yeah, it was Jock Alexander there to start wrap that up.
It's a 12-yard carry for a first down into Viking territory.
And Marty's correct. I mean, Corvion White's still out there at nose. We do have wholesale changes at the linebackers with Luther Washington and Jeffrey Davis. Jock Alexander's out there at corner, and Xavier Jenkins has moved out to one of the corners. Gabe Neighbors is out there at one of the linebacker or corner spots as well.
Newman drops straight back, looks downfield, gets hit, and he goes down. And who's in on that tackle?
Corvion White. There's another sack for Corvion White. That's 4 on the season, 2 tonight.
Guys, I got to tell you, that is one of our tradition flooring impact players of the game. And his second sack, he's also had a tackle for loss. Just another good night there by Corvion White.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. A 9-yard loss, so it's going to be 2nd and 19. 8 minutes to go here in the ballgame. Vikings leading 50-7. Ball on the near hash mark. Titans going from right to left. They're back in their own territory on that loss. They give it to Sloan around the right side, looking for a hole back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get absolutely nowhere but there.
Yeah, and it's coming up off the bottom of that pile is number 19, Jeffrey Davis, from the linebacker spot. Clock continues to run, 7:41, as this is a running clock.
And Newman, quarterback, telling the fullback what to do, and he's putting him in a slot position on the far side as a receiver. He's got trips to the near side, two far side, empty backfield. We go to a three-man front. And now, whistle blows.
We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Bill, y'all got a player or anything you want me to get?
Who do you think player that he ought to get? Any ideas?
Dixon.
We're looking. Dixon.
Yeah,
Dixon's
Randy
a good one.
Randy Corbion.
Yeah, Dixon. Three touchdowns.
Austin?
Yeah, Austin.
That's Copeland.
No, I'm sorry. Copeland. I'm sorry, Copeland is who he said. But Dixon has had one rushing touchdown. He's passed well, too, so.
But I guess Dez. With how many yards does Dez have?
Hang on. We'll be right back.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Newman drops back in the pocket, throws across the middle looking for a receiver. Oh, I think we intercepted it. I think Tyson Harris got in front of the ball. He did.
Tyson Harris makes the interception. We'll take another quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Viking football. Welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company press box. The Vikings take the ball quickly to the line of scrimmage, and we come over the left side. That is on the carry would be Jalen Smith, and he'll pick up 2 yards. It'll be second and 8.
We're having to work our way down that roster there, what?
In a hurry. We're out to the 29-yard line. Second and 8 from our own 29. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Rockdale comes to town next Friday night. Goes to Smith around the left side behind those young Sons of Thunder. Sons of Thunder.
That'll get out to the 30.
Every now and then they get tongue-tied. And they stop the clock. Why? The official says my timeout, but I don't know why.
There's a slight injury. Number 20 comes hobbling off.
All right.
Not very long. Then he's going to have to come out if they stop the clock for him, and they did. It's going to bring up third down now in about 7 for the Vikings.
Waiting on the snap. Clock is now running. Four-man front for the Titans. And we give it to number 17, Smith. Turns the corner, gets hit immediately, and he'll go down at the 32, pick up about 2 yards. Bill, it's going to be fourth and about 5, and I'm sure we're going to punt.
Yeah, it looks like, yep, it will be John Belcher coming out to punt, number 47.
And let's right after this punt, we'll take a quick 30-second break if we can.
Looks like coming out on the punt team is Nate Brantley and Brian Bell.
Belcher
with Kendrick.
Belcher
Clemens.
Sloan back deep to receive for the Titans. There's a snap. Nice, nice high kick by Belcher. Ball hit. Takes a Titan bounce back, hit it, the 39, bounce back across to the 41. That's where they downed it. Let's take a 30-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Titans send two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Noonan and the shotgun. Now they bring another man out on the field because they didn't have enough players. They line number 20 up as a tight end. Now back him off the line of scrimmage. Give it to Sloan. Sloan up to middle, gets hit. And we'll get nowhere. 3:45 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 50-7 as the clock now starts winding down. We start thinking about Rockdale coming in here next Friday.
That's right. Number 40, Devion Holmes in on the tackle. New number, new name to call out.
Now they stop the clock. And
there is an equipment issue for number 2, Sloan.
And if he, the official couldn't fix it, so they're sending him to the sidelines.
So they'll send a replacement in.
And there comes a replacement running back. Newman shows and tells him where to go. And we're ready to play some football. There's a snap. Quarterback keeper gets hit, and he'll go down behind the line of scrimmage back at the 40. Play action, quarterback draw, and got tackled by Gabe Neighbors. as we hit the 3-minute mark now to go in this ball game. Vikings will go to 3-0 on the year with Rockdale coming in from Rockdale County coming in next Friday night. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Newman looks downfield. Nothing there. Tucks the ball. Just a little pitch right ahead. And that is to, I'm trying to see what the number was, Bill.
13. Yes.
That is Vance. Vance has the first down into Viking territory down to the 35.
And he just, I mean, pulled several defenders with him. In on the tackle, number 4, Tyson Harris, and number 9, Gabe Neighbors. Finally bring him down.
And it'll be first and 10 for the Titans. That is a Napa first down.
And that was a pretty good run. That was going to be 25 yards on the run.
First and 10 from our 35. Two receivers near side, single far side. Newman again standing at the 40. Play action. Drops back. Looks. Starts to be chased again. Throws downfield. Had a man wide open. That was 17. Bryson Duckworth, but threw it at his feet for an incomplete pass. Clock's running now. Inside 2 minutes to go. Don't forget the Lions Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
Live from the mill this Tuesday night.
6:45. Clock now at a minute 30. Newman waiting on the snap. Gives it to the tailback around the left side. Slips as he went to make the cut up field. Slipped and fell. And that was Vance again on the carry. Clock at a minute 15. Third and 10. Waiting on the snap as Newman is in the shotgun. Twins to the near side. He gives it to the fullback right up the middle. McClendon hits behind the line of scrimmage. He goes down. Luther Washington on the tackle. It'll be fourth and 10. We're inside 1 minute to go now. This could be the last play of the ball game. Play clock at 22. They will have to snap it. Washington with a back on either side of him. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looks to the end zone. Got a man open down there. Catch made by number 17. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans.
With 14.4 seconds left on the clock, I really thought he went for the wrong receiver. He had a streaking receiver here on the right, on the far side of the field, and, I mean, he was wide open. He had to really throw that one into coverage.
But he had a 6'4 receiver on a 5'8 defensive back, and that 6'4 receiver weighs 215 pounds.
That's true. After this extra point, we'll take a quick 90-second break and get back to tick off these last 14.4 seconds.
All waiting on the extra point.
Yes, Saar set to kick.
Oh, and they moved. There's flags everywhere.
And it was the Vikings who jumped off sides and enticed them to move, though. Looked like the tackle on the right side made a step into the neutral zone. Oh, but they are going to say it was a false start, though.
Mm-hmm. 14.4 seconds to go. Waiting on Sarr's extra point now. Kicks up. It's good. We'll take a 60-second break. Be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Sarr set to kick off. And taken by Tyson Harris. At the 5, is it the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. Ball comes out. And the Titans have recovered it.
And they're going to let the clock run out on the running clock. And that'll be all as the Vikings are victorious, 50-14. Let's take a quick 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the post-game interview brought to you by Traditions Flooring with Coach Randy McPherson. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. Vikings win 50-14.
And back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Vikings win 50-14 to go to 3-0 on the year. The Titans drop to 1-1 on the year. Rockdale comes in next Friday night. Pregame at 7 o'clock, kickoff at 8. Bill, much what we expected tonight from our Vikings. I want to remind you of the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live from the mill Tuesday night at 6:45. If you can't be there, you can tune in to 99.5 Kicks Country and follow along with what Coach has to say about tonight's broadcast and the upcoming game with Rockdale.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I really am. It's been fun to be in the studio. It's a different environment with Coach McPherson and the few players that come in. But once we get out there in a restaurant, getting all the excitement with all the people there, it really is a lot of fun. And just brings out all the kids. Let's get down there. I know Marty's going to have Coach McPherson in his Traditions Flooring post-game interview. I know Coach McPherson takes just a minute with his wife, and Marty's patiently waiting, walking backwards. We'll see what he's got here. Vikings win 50-14, and great night here as we got to see a lot of young players as well get there on the field. And Coach is going to go talk to somebody on the sideline. Let's take a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back here at Martin Stadium inside the Commercial Banking Company press box as we look down on the field. Coach Randy McPherson's decided he's going off to the other sideline.
All right, guys, my headset's going out. So,
well, he's gone to the other side talking to the coach, Coach Lyles, and he's kind of taking his time over there. I don't know if we're going to get a final word here with Coach McPherson tonight or not. We'll see.
Marty was having a little bit of technical difficulties with his headset, so Marty, we will throw it down to you, or we'll point down to you when we're ready for Coach McPherson. Looks like he is breaking away from the sideline now. Let's go down to Marty with the interview with Coach Randy McPherson.
Good night to be a Viking. You said you were going to learn something about your team, and I think you did.
Yeah, we did, man. Very proud of him. Played a very good game. Got a little better.
Coach, and you've been saying that all year, and you say it every year that the team that gets better each week is going to be the team that's the last one standing. And you told your team tonight after the game they got better. What did you see tonight that made you think this team got better?
Well, they're executing good. They're playing fast. They're having fun. Defense played lights out again. Offensively, we were able to move the ball, running and throwing. I'm just proud of them.
Coach, you mentioned offense did move the ball well tonight, especially early on. Des Copeland really got going. He had 146 yards tonight on 11 carries. Talk to us a bit about the offense and what were the keys tonight to get that offense clicking early on.
The key to the offense is the offensive line. I mean, they're a really tight unit. They physically took control.
Coach, and then defensively, you gave up over 300 yards tonight, but most of that was on two big plays and late there in the game. Your defense has played great all year. You did give up a couple late touchdowns, but you got to be proud of the way they're playing.
We are. They played a good game. You know, the subs gave up a couple plays, but we'll get better.
Coach, thank you. And we'll see you Tuesday night at the Remington Mill for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
All right, guys. We're going to take let's go. We got down on the field, too, as well. Go ahead, Marty.
All right, guys. Now I'm standing here with Des Copeland. Of course, great game tonight. We just mentioned 11 carries, 146 yards, and three touchdowns. Great night. You got to be excited.
Yes, I'm very excited. I accomplished my goals. I like to try to – I had a goal to set 100 yards every game, and I'm glad I got it.
Of course, you can't get that 100 yards without the help of those guys up front. And Coach Randy McPherson just mentioned that that's the key is that offensive line, and they played great tonight. It's got to be nice to line up and look at those guys in front of you.
Yes, I like seeing them out there. I know that they're going to make the hole for me, and I know I can run behind them. I trust them guys.
Well, now, I told you, I had to ask you. They're late in the game. I saw you on the defense side. You gave up a long touchdown, but – I know it's kind of hard to stay focused late in the game like that, but I know you'd like to have that one back.
Yes, I sure did. He wanted it more than me. He got up before I did.
Well, we'll see you next week. Good job tonight. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
And that is Des Copeland,
who had a phenomenal night tonight. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap this up for you tonight. Vikings win 50-14. We'll be right back after this. And I guess we're back. Sorry, we were watching the band dance down on the field, and the band is really had a great time tonight as well. Vikings are victorious over the Titans of Drew High School, 50-14. One of the scores came late with about 14 seconds left on the clock. One of them there in the third quarter. So very well played game by our defense. I thought the guys did a great job. Just a well-rounded game. And as Coach McPherson said, the main thing was these guys didn't quit. They didn't give up. They didn't. It was not a situation where, oh, well, this team's maybe not as good as some of the teams that we've played so far, or maybe not worthy of our undivided attention. This team got out there and played it like they were playing a state championship. These guys played hard and did a great job. So, Wes, let's go over and get our final game stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air.
Let me first just say that the score is not indicative of these stats. They're pretty even if you look at the categories. Some of them are a little lopsided, but if you look at the plays and yardage, it's going to look like it's not a 50-14 game. It'll look like a lot tighter, but here, let me go over these for you. First downs tonight, Drew had 12 first downs. Vikings had 17. Rushing attempts tonight, Drew was 37 rushes for 158 yards. Lounge was 35 rushes for 313. Passing tonight, Lounge was 6 of 12 for 74 yards with no interceptions. Drew was 10 of 19 for 186 yards and two interceptions. Plays tonight, Vikings ran 47 plays for 387 yards. Drew ran 56 plays for 344 yards. Average play tonight, Vikings averaged 8.2 yards per play. Drew averaged 6.1 yards per play. Fumbles tonight, Lowndes fumbled five times, losing two of them. Drew fumbled three times, losing two of them. Penalties tonight, Vikings were penalized five times for 25 yards. Drew was penalized seven times for 35 yards. Punt tonight, Lowndes averaged 37 yards on three punts. Drew averaged 28 yards on five punts. Kickoff returns tonight, Vikings had two kickoff returns for 46 yards. Drew had five kickoff returns for 46 yards. Interceptions tonight, like I said, Lowndes did intercept it twice, returning it for 46 yards. There were no fumble return yardage. Time of possession tonight, Vikings had the ball for 36 minutes and 11 seconds. Drew had the ball for 41 minutes and 30 seconds. Third down conversion rate tonight, Lowndes was 4 of 8 on third downs. Drew was 4 of 14 on third down. Fourth down, Lowndes did not attempt any fourth down conversions tonight. Drew was 2 of 3 on fourth down conversions. We did sack Drew three times for 19-yard loss. Leading rushers tonight for the Vikings, again, Dez Copeland, 11 carries for 146 yards. Lewis Regal, 4 carries for 41 yards. James Cameron, 2 carries for 44 yards. Tyson Harris, 6 carries for 28 yards. Patterson had 2 carries for 27 yards. Austin Dixon did have 1 touchdown rushing. Tyson Harris had 1 touchdown rushing. James Cameron had 1 touchdown rushing. Lewis Regal had 1 touchdown rushing. And Dez Copeland, again, had 3 touchdowns rushing. Passing tonight, Austin Dixon was 5 of 9 for 57 yards. Longest from scrimmage was 31. Patterson was 1 of 2 for 17. His longest was 17. Dalton Hart did attempt one pass. It was incomplete. Receiving tonight, leading receivers, Tyson Harris had 3 receptions for 40. Xavier Jenkins had 1 reception for 22. And Jacob Burt had 1 reception for 13. Ryan Hobbs had 1 reception for minus 1 yard. Box score looks like this. Lowndes got on the board first, 21 points in the first. Drew had no points in the first. Lowndes had 22 in the second. Drew had 0 in the second. Drew got on the board in the third quarter with 7. Lowndes scored nothing in the third quarter. Both teams put a point on the board and put points on the board in the fourth quarter. Vikings did win the ball game 50-14. That is your Page Heating and Air postgame stat report.
All right, let's go to Marty for Marty's final thoughts.
Well, guys, I was very impressed with our team come out the way they came out tonight. They came out with a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion. Coach McPherson talked before the game about wanting to play with emotion. And we came out and played very physical, and he wanted to see that as well. There was no letdown. At least early on, I think late in the game, we did kind of lose a little focus, gave up some yards, a couple big touchdowns, and kind of lost focus on the offensive side as well. But It's tough to do when it's, you know, 43 to nothing. So I'm proud of our team for coming out responding after the big emotional victory last week to come out and play a good football game early on. First half, there wasn't a lot of mistakes, wasn't a lot of penalties. It was clean football, good defense. Very, very impressed. I do think we still got some things we need to work on. We still got a long ways to go. But like Coach McPherson told the team after the game, and like he told us, the team that gets better each and every week is going to be the team that's standing at the end. And he feels like we got better this week. He told his boys to come back Monday, ready to get better again next week.
And Taylor?
Yeah, I was really pleased with how our defense played and the offensive line. I can't echo the offensive line's play, 313 yards rushing. Anytime you have that many yards rushing, your offensive line's doing something tonight. Defensively, like Marty said, I was pleased with the first three quarters, and then in the fourth we got a little sloppy there, but we'll work on that, getting some JV guys some time. Overall, real balanced game in my opinion. Really pleased with the outcome.
Bill? I got to echo everything the other two guys said. It's just been a great night to be a Lowndes High Viking. Just got out there, didn't have a letdown, played hard all the way to the fourth quarter. Young guys got some opportunities against some very good football players. I'm looking forward to Rockdale County next week, and looking forward to our Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live from the mill this Tuesday night, 6:45. If you can't be there, listen live on 99.5 Kicks Country. And it's been a great night, Wes.
Yep, it has.
And it's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Kyle. It has been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.